The Tools of Change for Publishing Conference is being held February 13th to 15th in New York City. And to prepare, I rounded up a couple of TOC's chairs, Joe Weichert and Kat Meyer, to discuss the event and get their recommendations on the top five things, or some number, to see or do at TOC. Joe and Kat, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Mac.
Yeah, happy to be here, Mac.
Now, I recognize that all of the sessions and events at TOC are worth attending. That's always, that's the duty of the chair to put that out there. We're going to work under that assumption that everything that's on the schedule is certainly worth some time. But I really wanted to, with this opportunity, to dig in and get your take on what you're really excited about, the sessions and events that have piqued your own curiosity. So if you're okay with that, I'd like to get started with you, Kat. What are those things that you're really looking forward to?
Well, I think everybody at O'Reilly who's even tangentially involved with TOC knows that I'm very excited about LeVar Burton. And he's our opening keynote, and I think he appeals to a lot of TOC goers who are both into him for Star Trek Next Generation and for Reading Rainbow. And I can just give you a hint that he's going to do a shout out to anybody who's interested in either of those. So he's bringing the love for the geeks and on the reading side and on the science side.
Is he going to wear the glasses?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I've actually had a few people ask if we can get him to sing the Reading Rainbow song. So you never know.
Joe, how about you? What do you see?
Well, Mac, you know, one of the things that excites me the most about this is really our theme, and that's this change forward fast model. And I want to explain that for a second here, because it's all about experimentation and doing things in a quick manner, identifying what's working and what's not, and reinvesting in the things that are working. And so that's kind of a mantra that we have at O'Reilly, and we wanted to project it onto TOC as well. And it's also an extension of an area that you're going to see a lot of at TOC in February here, and that is the agile development space, which you might think, okay, that's a bunch of propeller heads that are involved in that. But actually, agile has a lot of application outside of application development. So we are using it for some of our short form books today within the TOC area. And we're seeing other publishers take up on it as well. And it's really all about coming up with a minimum viable product and getting something out there quickly and getting feedback from the audience rather than investing a whole bunch of money only to find out later that the project has failed. So agile to me is a really cool theme that you're going to see. There's one session that I'm part of, and there's other sessions too that I think are really going to capture people's imagination.
Kat, do you have other things on your list?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, definitely agree with Joe on that. I think that we're one of the first organizations around publishing that's bringing so much attention to Agile. And I think that if you check out the conference schedule, you'll see more opportunities than you'll know what to do with there. I also would add to that the startups that we're bringing to the table this year, both with our startup showcase, which is, we've got 56 submissions, and we're narrowing that down just to 10. So they're going to be pretty spectacular, I can guarantee that. And everybody will get a chance to interact with them and see what they're working on. But also throughout the program, we've got a number of people in the startup space, everything from content development and editorial things that you may not have even thought of as being startup-y, to the distribution and production side. So I am really looking forward to meeting some of these people we've been talking to for almost a year now, getting them involved in the program.
And, you know, related to that, by the way, one of the big themes that we're seeing out there in the marketplace is, especially with digital content, there's so much access to data that exists today that we didn't have before with physical products. And we're trying to really kind of tease that out within the agenda for TOC. And so you're going to see a number of sessions that focus on data, both how to gather, but more importantly, how to measure it and what do you do with it once you've got it there. I think that's a big thing that we want to really look at, as well as a bigger theme of how many conferences like TOC in the past have focused on pie in the sky thinking and theories and so forth. But of course, ebooks and digital content have really taken off in the last 12 to 18 months. And so now we've got more of that data that I was talking about. And there's just so much more in practice, real world use cases and examples that we can present at TOC through the various speakers that we have. And so I'm really looking forward to having some firm data to share with folks and to learn more about it myself, but also to look at some of these results that many of our speakers are going to be sharing with us that you won't find anywhere else.
I'll give Kat the opportunity to weigh in with one more. Is there another one on your list, Kat?
Yes, and it's not something in particular, but I do think it's a really important aspect of the overall conference. We're not just focused on the book space and the book publisher space. We've got speakers from the magazine and newspaper side and a lot of innovation happening there that I think book publishers are going to learn a lot from. So we've got people from Forbes and Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine as well. I think that that kind of collaboration and cross-industry discussion is happening more at TOC this year than it has before. But I think that we've always been really open to that and encouraged that. So I'm excited about that. And I think that a lot of people will learn from it.
Yeah, I want to underscore that as well, Mac, because that's one of the things that we've really sensed, I believe, over the last couple of years is that we focused TOC on book publishers. But as Kat said, really, when you get right down to it, anybody involved in any sort of content conversion to digital and the digital future, they're facing a lot of the same issues. You know, the newspaper industry, the periodical industry, everything else, even the music industry, frankly. And so we want to make sure that that is front and center and that we're not just talking about books and we're able to learn from other industries as well.
So I've got a couple of concluding questions for you guys. First one, in putting together this year's event, were there specific themes or trends that really popped out at you? Were there things that were surprising based off of the proposals that you received?
Joe, you want to go with that one first?
Sure. Yeah. So I would say what we're seeing a lot more of these days is, again, folks jumping onto the digital bandwagon and having some real interesting results and data to share. And so you could argue that there are blog posts or other sources, let's say online, where you're going to read bits and pieces of this. But I would argue that you won't find a collection of them anywhere else other than at TOC. And as Kat mentioned, we've had so many submissions for the Startup Showcase. Well, we had the exact same problem with the original call for proposals for TOC in New York. And unfortunately, I feel like we had to turn down a number of really great speakers just because we ran out of time. But I think that the data that we're going to be able to share there and what's working and what's not and real stories about that are really kind of a common theme that I saw coming in.
Right. And I'd add to that something different or at least more emphasis this year than I've seen at all in the past. A ton of interest in taking it to the next level with the reading experience. So there's a lot more effort by publishers who want to come and learn how to make their ebooks pretty and functional, but beyond functional. So a lot of people who were submitting things on that side and a lot of interest from the audience. We've got huge discussions going back and forth with a lot of the people who are involved in the production and design side, really excited about being at TOC because it's very new. A lot of this stuff is very new. So we've got the HTML5 stuff and we've got the EPUB 3 stuff and people just jumping into it and the readers demanding higher quality in terms of what they're getting product-wise. So it's fast moving and it's pretty exciting.
I'm wondering if there are any faint signals that you are picking up on. And these are the things that I would think would be defining these content spaces in the next 18 to 24 months. Joe, why don't you go ahead first?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to make a bold prediction here, and I'm going to say that I think that apps are going to give way to EPUB and HTML5. And so by that, I mean publishers have spent a lot of time with some hits and quite a few misses investing in platform-specific apps for both Apple's iOS and the Android platforms. And I think that one of the things that they're finding is that if you write an iPad app, it's not simple to just quickly convert that, and it's not inexpensive to convert that to the Android platform. In fact, that was part of a conversation I had with the co-founder of KiwiTech in one of our earlier podcast interviews, that's kind of a fallacy out there, that folks think that as soon as it's done on one, you can quickly go to the other. I think that publishers are starting to better understand that and see that going platform specific is not necessarily the way forward. And at the same time, we're seeing things like EPUB 3 and HTML5 introducing so many rich capabilities that I would say that in the next 24 to 36 months, the scales are going to tip in favor of platform agnostic approaches like EPUB and HTML5 and away from platform specific apps.
Totally agree with Joe on that. I'd say the other thing that I'm sensing that may not manifest in terms of anything concrete that we can do about it right now, but I definitely think it's going to be talked about a lot, is the fear that authors are running away from publishers to pursue their own thing, and what can be done about that. I think publishers are being forced to in some cases, but also actively want to make the experience better for the author and the reader. And so I think there's a renewed interest in how can we apply technology to that, and how can we kind of offer more of that editorial side that sometimes has gone lacking in the past few years.
Interesting. Before we conclude, I wanted to let everybody know that we're actually going to be broadcasting live in video from TOC on Tuesday, February 14th and Wednesday, February 15th. You can check out radar.oreilly.com/publishing for full details and to watch the video broadcast right from there. We'll be featuring keynotes, sessions, and a host of live interviews during those 2 days, and I fully anticipate that I will wrangle Joe and Kat for some additional interviews during that time. Now, you guys don't have to promise to do it yet. So that's all we've got for today. Thanks so much for joining us, and we hope to see all of you at TOC 2012.